Justice had assigned four soldiers to watch Joshua die. After a half hour, they were alone, except for perhaps a dozen onlookers and the families of the two thieves who were praying and singing dirges at the feet of the condemned. Jachin and the other Pharisees had only stayed to see Joshua hoisted upright and the cross set. Then they went off to feast with their families. "A game," I said, tossing a pair of dice in the air as I approached the soldiers. "Just a simple game." I had borrowed a tunic and an expensive sash from Joseph of Arimathea. He'd also given me his purse, which I held up and jingled in front of the soldiers. "A game, legionnaire?" One of the Romans laughed. "And where would we get money to gamble with?" "We'll play for those clothes behind you, that purple robe at the foot of the cross." The Roman lifted the robe with a spear point, then looked up at Joshua, whose eyes went wide when he saw me. "Sure, it looks like we'll be here a while. Let's have a game." First, I had to lose enough money to give the Romans something to gamble with. Then I had to win it back slowly enough to keep me there long enough to accomplish my mission. I silently thanked Joy for teaching me how to cheat at dice. I handed the dice to the soldier nearest me, who was perhaps 50 years old, built short and powerfully, but covered with scar tissue and gnarled limbs, evidence of broken bones mishealed. He looked too old to be soldiering this far from Rome, and too beaten down to make the journey home. The other soldiers were younger, in their 20s, I guessed, all with dark olive skin and dark eyes, all lean, fit, and hungry-looking. Two of the younger soldiers carried the standard Roman infantry spear, a wooden shaft with a narrow iron spike as long as a man's forearm, tipped with a compact, three-bladed point designed to be driven through armor. The other two carried the wasp-waisted Iberian short sword that I'd seen on Justice's belt so many times. He must have had them imported for his legion to fit his own preference. Most Romans used a straight-bladed short sword. I handed the dice to the old soldier and dumped some coins out in the dirt. As the Roman threw the dice against the bottom of Joshua's cross, I scanned the hills and saw the apostles watching from behind trees and over rocks. I gave a signal, and it passed from one to the other, and finally to a woman who waited, back on one of the city walls. "Oh my! The gods have turned against me today," I said, rolling a losing combination. "I thought you Jews only had one god." "I was talking about your gods, legionnaire. I'm losing." The soldiers laughed, and I heard a moan from above us. I cringed and felt as if my ribs would cave in on themselves from the pain in my heart. I ventured a glance at Joshua, and he was looking right at me. "You don't have to do this," he said in Sanskrit. "What nonsense is the Jew talking now?" asked the old soldier. "I couldn't say, soldier. He must be delirious." I saw two women approaching the foot of the cross on Joshua's left, carrying a large bowl, a jar of water, and a long stick.
"Hey there! Get away from them!"
"Just here to give a drink of water to the condemned, sir. No harm meant." The woman took a sponge from the bowl and squeezed it out. It was Susanna, Maggie's friend from Galilee, along with Joanna. They'd come down for the Passover to cheer Joshua into the city. Now we'd conscripted them to help poison him. The soldiers watched as the women dipped the sponge, then attached it to the end of the stick, and held it for the thief to drink from. I had to look away.
"Faith, Biff,"
Joshua said, again in Sanskrit.
"There! You, shut up and die!" barked one of the younger Romans.
I twitched and squinted at the dice in lieu of crushing the soldier's windpipe.
"Give me a 7. Baby needs new sandals," said another young Roman.
I couldn't look at Joshua, and I couldn't look to see what the women were doing. The plan was that they would go to the two thieves first, so as not to raise suspicion. But now I was regretting the decision to delay. Finally, Susanna brought the bowl to where we were gambling and set it down, while Joanna poured some water over the sponge.
"Got any wine there for a thirsty soldier?" said one of the young soldiers.
He smacked Joanna on the bottom.
Or some other relief?
The old soldier caught the young soldier's arm and pushed him away. You'll be up on that stick with this wretch, Marcus. These Jews take touching their women seriously. Justice won't tolerate it.